This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. All 188 nations present at the COP28 Climate Summit in Dubai signed a historic deal on Wednesday. It calls on all countries to transition away from the main driver of climate change, but more than 100 countries had lobbied for stronger language to fully phase out fossil fuels, as Henry Ridgewell reports.
Jean Su of the Center for Biological Diversity said the language of the text was too weak.
The new text includes cavernous loopholes that will allow for the oil and gas industry to continue.
Scientists say we need to cut greenhouse gas emissions by 43% in just 6 years to meet the target of limiting global warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels. It remains to be seen whether this COP28 deal marks a turning point or another missed opportunity. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu addressed soldiers in Gaza over the radio on Wednesday. Prime Minister Netanyahu said Israel will continue the offensive until victory is achieved over Hamas. Israel announced its worst combat losses for more than a month on Wednesday after an ambush in the ruins of Gaza City that left 10 Israeli soldiers dead. It was the worst one-day loss since 15 were killed on October 31st. Israel is facing growing diplomatic isolation and growing civilian deaths amid growing civilian deaths and a worsening humanitarian catastrophe in Gaza. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said Wednesday he hoped to reach an agreement soon with Republicans who are set against providing more military aid to Ukraine. This is VOA News.